Welcome, guys, to today's encore show for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to go back to December the 7th of 2018. I thought this one was cute. Dean Wheeler listens. I thought listens was the word insists because I don't have my glasses on. Dean Wheeler listens to Lang Delton to see if he wants to manage him or not. Meanwhile, Wes Hurlford calls in, wanting Dean to listen to a reworked version of his famous song, There's a Midget. Dr. Ron Tarter also says that he'll be dealing with climate change. Sorry. Dr. Ron Tarter says that dealing with climate change is like being a world-class dancer who who loses a leg but can still dance without a prosthetic. What the fuck is this, man? Oh, my God. Phil, you went without a prosthetic. Oh, Phil, you sounded like you did. You sounded like you had coronavirus. Well, I don't. Good for you, Phil. Well, I don't. Well, I don't. Anyway, Dean Wheeler says that that dealing with climate change is like being a world-class dancer who loses a leg but can still dance without a prosthetic, just one leg, like Fred Astaire. I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't know why I'm in love with life. I don't know why I have joy in my heart. I know, Jackie's in town.
Yay!
Here it is, folks, from December the 7th, 2018, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. World famous Phil Hendry Show, the El Pacifico here in Southern California. Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and General Galen Shaw joining us. And Dean Wheeler's on the phone with us, too, from the little Shrimp in Laguna Beach, because the singing of Emerelda Wheeler has brought them to the Southern California environs. Dean, how are you doing?
Hey, Phil.
And Dean, tell Emerelda that I heard the demo that she was doing. It's absolutely really lovely what she's working on, and
I'll let her know that, Margaret. I will.
Is she on stage now?
She is, and we still have probably a few more minutes to go in the set. But
Dean, I wanted to ask you. You know, we've been working with this singer by the name of Lang Delton. You know who this guy is?
I you know, Margaret asked me to listen to this guy because he's looking for new management.
Well, yes, he is. This is a man, he's very unusual. He sings as well as sings the orchestra parts.
Oh, this is the guy, yeah.
Yeah, it's unusual, all right.
Well,
would you be interested in talking to him?
Yeah, absolutely. I was planning on it, in fact, because I'd heard from Bud earlier in the day.
Yeah, I called him. Called you up, and just so you know, this guy, he does the instrument parts with his mouth.
Right, I don't really know what that means, but it's unusual, and I do, you know, I tend to enjoy unusual.
You like unusual musical acts, don't you?
Yeah, well.
All right, General, come on.
Seriously, coming out of you, General, I know that's, you're being serious.
Oh, I'm fooling around.
Yeah, well, shit, this guy is unusual.
Let's just give the man a break. It's Lang Delton, L-A-N-G.
Yeah.
D-E-L-T-O-N.
And can we get, we're going to bring Lang up here on the line for you. Lang is, right now, is in Los Angeles. Lang, how are you?
Hi, Mr. Henry.
Lang, this is Dean Wheeler.
Hello, Lang. I said hello, Dean. It's Lang, right? Yeah, it is. And so you sing the orchestra parts with your mouth, is what they say. I do. It's pretty unusual, but I've been told that it distinguishes me. And you're looking for management. I am. Now, so you understand, I manage my wife, Emerelda, who's right now up on stage, so I'm in a nightclub. But that's all right. I can hear you fine. And I do enjoy managing, you know, challenging acts. I had Wes Hurlford and the Hurlers recently, which was a country band. Have you ever heard of them? I'm afraid I haven't, no. Well, they have a single song. They have one hit record that, it's not really a hit, but it's one that they're hoping to make a hit. But they've been working on it for the last 15 years. Do you understand what I'm saying? I think so.
Yeah, Lang, it's Phil Hendry. How you doing?
Hi, Mr. Hendry.
First of all, may I, Dean?
Go ahead.
Wes Hurlford and the Hurlers are a country western band, but they have one song that they've been trying to make a hit, yeah, for a long time. And Dean took over their management, believing very much in them, but they insisted on this song.
Yeah, I wanted them to stretch out a little bit and try some other material. They only did one song? They did one song, which I thought had potential, and they tried a lot of different orchestral arrangements.
Let me, if I could...
Well, this guy here, General Shaw...
No, hold on for a minute. Go ahead, General.
Lang, hi, it's General Shaw.
Hi.
Yeah, what Dean is trying to say is he tried to make a sow's ear out of a silk pig or something.
What?
You mean a silk purse out of a sow's ear?
Yes, that's it. A silk purse. This guy, Wes Hurlford, had one song, There's a Midget, is the name of this song.
Uh-huh.
You ever heard of it?
No, I'm afraid not. But then I'm here to talk about me, and this is...
It's what?
It's getting a little irritating.
All right, you know what? Lang is right.
Lang's right, huh?
I understand, Lang. I'll help you as much as I can. Have you got a song? I do have a song I'd like to sing. This is called Something Attacked Me on...
Well... General, would you just be quiet, please?
It's called Something Attacked Me on My Way to My Car Last Night. And I understand that you do the parts that are... What is it called? I do the musical parts with my mouth. The musical parts with your mouth. Okay, go ahead. Well, something attacked me on the way to my car last night. Something gave me a terrible fright. Was it you in that stunning dress? Or was it me after five beers? I'm such a mess. Something attacked me on the way to my car last night. I think it might have been a cat. Can you? We don't need the soul. Is that you doing that? I'm sorry. Is that you doing the? Yes, sir. All right. You can the? I was a trombone solo. Okay, great. So that is that essentially? Yeah. Yes, sir.
If I could just jump in here, Lang.
Go ahead.
Dean. Yeah, that's what Lang does. He sings.
Well, let me do it. I'm the one that brought the act.
Okay, go ahead. Here's Margaret.
Yeah, Margaret. Yeah, you sure did bring the act to our attention.
And I'm very proud to do that. I think, Dean, that this is sort of a novelty, but at the same time, I think it's, you know what, this is a budget, this can hold budget down for a lot of clubs, but I also think that he does a very good approximation. I think it's exciting to watch him conduct himself.
It's exciting to what? I conduct myself. You conduct yourself. So, yeah, in other words, I do the arm motions. So I'll give you another example. This is a song called Dracula Lives. Doon, doon, doodle, doon, 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 doodle, doon, doon, doodle, doon, doodle, doon. Dracula lives, doodle, doo. Dracula lives, doodle, doo. Dracula lives on my street at night, doodle, doodle, doodle. Dracula lives, doodle, doo. Dracula lives, doodle, doo. Dracula lives, and on my neck he took a horrible bite. Wait, what is that? Oh, that's a xylophone. A xylophone. Yeah, it's like a vibraphone. Oh.
It sounds like you got a vibraphone going on in the club right there.
Yeah, there is a vibraphone. So that was you playing the vibraphone with your lips? Well, with my mouth. With your mouth. Okay.
We got Wes Hurlford.
We got Wes Hurlford on the other line.
Holy crap.
Well, I mean...
Put him on.
Hey, Wes, you're on with Dean and we got Lang Delton in here, too.
Yeah, hey, listen, Dean, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know that you're not managing us anymore, I don't have a problem with that at all. But I wanted you to just hear the arrangement that we've got here for There's a Midget. Hey, listen, we've got new management. I want you to hear what I've done with There's a Midget because you could have had this. Do you mind, Mr. Delton?
Well, time's money.
Okay, time's...
A couple of seconds here. We'll keep you on, Lang.
All right.
What is this again? This is Margaret Wes. What is this?
Say that again. It sounded like you were...
It sounded like what? I'm asking, what are you doing?
I'm going to sing There's a Midget. It's a new arrangement. Go ahead. Oh, well, I don't want to bother you.
You called up because you want to rub it in his face.
That's right.
Who said that's right?
It's me, General Shaw.
Oh, okay. Well, you're right, I do. I want to rub this right in your face. Not only do I want to rub it in your face, if it was a pair of underwear, I'd want to pull it down over... Look at that. There's Ann Coulter on TV. Not only...
Would you just stick to the subject?
Sorry. Not only do I want to rub it in your face, if it was a pair of underwear, I'd like to drag it down across your nose. Great. Let me hear this big arrangement. Here it is. There's a midget down the road. There's a midget down the... I can't get the melody because I'm listening to your no-talent wife. Let me just save you the trouble, okay? It sucks. It always will suck because you suck. You know, I suck. Hey, hi, it's Lang Shelton, Mr. Hurlford. That's not bad, but it does suck. I never even heard of you. You the guy that plays the orchestra with your mouth? Hey, let me tell you something. Years ago when I...
All right, thanks a lot. I'm sorry that we even put that guy on.
Lang, have you got anything else I've heard? What did you do? I did Something Attacked Me on the Way to My Car Last Night and Dracula Lives. And what else have you got? Well, I got this one. It's called I Hope There's Never Another You. It's kind of a variation on, you know, There Will Never Be Another You. Yeah? This is I Hope There Isn't. Got it. Oh, there may be other women like you. I pray to God that it doesn't come true. Because you were never to me true. I hope there's never another you.
So what do you think?
Look, I want to ask a question. What is the do? What part is that? That's like a horn section and probably some violins. A horn section and violins. Hold on for a minute. Hey, Amarillo, where are you going? Get back up there. Get up there.
Jesus, Dean.
What? Are you talking to her like that?
That's right. Go on. So, tell you what, Lang. I can't really deal with it. I mean, you heard what Wes did. He's got that one song, There's a Midget. You play mouth orchestra. I'm just trying to get back into traditional music. I got a wife who can barely sing. I got horn players that want her a moho man. In other words, I got a lot of sexual perverts in her band, you see?
Well, thank you very much, Dean.
I mean, believe me, I'd love to be able to...
Okay, Lang, that is essentially where it's at.
Well, I wanted to give it a shot, but I wrote a song for you, Mr. Henry. I hope you'll like it. It's called Netcast Man.
Go ahead.
Hey, pretty women, gather around, I love you, baby, all over town, he's Netcast Man, he spells N, E, T, man,
Jesus H, Margaret. What is this Jesus H, Margaret? What is this guy, nuts? Yeah, there you go, right there. You finally hit the nail on the head. That guy's nuts.
Why is he nuts? Because he's an original talent. He's a man with an original vision.
Yeah, the guy's all trying to make the guitar sound.
And I'm wasting Dean Wheeler's time.
Oh, my God. Let's not waste Dean Wheeler's time. One of the great all-time entrepreneurs, Dean Wheeler. All he has is time to waste. He's sitting in the back of that club.
All right, Margaret, look at
it. No. You brought it up. Now I'm going to give it to you. He's sitting in the back of that club nursing his dirty martini or whatever it is, whatever that filth is that he drinks that turns his breath into something from, like, the swamp creature.
Jesus.
Yes, that's right. Then he listens to Amarelda stumble through the same song night after night, hoping that someone's going to call and offer a recording contract. Now, I bring him Lang Delton. He had Wes Hurlford, two bona fide talents.
What are you talking about, man? Wes Hurlford had one song, and we've heard like every kind of different arrangement of that.
He does more than that. He's got a very talented band.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us how he plays all the big weddings you've been to.
Yes, he does. And you know what? People love him. They're always asking him.
Yeah, they're always asking about to play weddings.
I think all of you people, you know, if you guys had been around when Columbus set sail for North America, Columbus would have blown his own brains out with one of his cannons. I'm Margaret Gray.
Oh, get out of here. All right, we're coming back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We've got a debate on climate science.
Oh, that sounds like Sex Unchained.
We've got a debate on climate science coming up with Dr. Ron Turner and Don Mixa. Right after this. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here on Podcast One, executive produced for Siempre Incorporated. I'm General Galen Shaw. We're at the El Pacifico in Southern California. Let's see what else. Don't forget, tonight it's the Backstage Pass Chat here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. Just come to philhenryshow.com, enter in your password, your login, all that beautiful jazz with your BSP, and sit down, relax, have yourself a cold one, and go ahead and unload on me because you had a bad week.
Oh, listen to this.
I'm just, you know, Oh, poor little Phil. That's all right, folks. Just check in tonight. The BSP chat at PhilHenryShow.com. PhilHenryShow.com. With your backstage pass, you not only get our chat, you get 35,000 plus hours of our great archived material, which every now and again we trot that out here on the old daily feed. In fact, yesterday, what did you guys think of the Jeff Dowder?
Jeff, what is he talking about? How John Walker Lind had a tough? God damn. Very un-American.
In other words, funny.
Yes.
So be there for that and more at the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. But don't forget the chat tonight at 7 o'clock Pacific. 7 o'clock Pacific.
Right here. Meaning PhilHenryShow.com. If they're on SoundCloud,
no, you won't be able to hear it.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray here with General Shaw, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and, of course, Phil Henry.
We got debate here now, is that right?
Well, this is going to be a debate between Ron Turner and Don McLean. Not really a debate. I think this is more information gathering by Ron Turner and Don McLean on climate science. You know, we've had so many conflicting opinions, and really we shouldn't, because this is, as they say, this is supposedly settled science. But let's talk to the principals here. First of all, we have Don Mixa in Seattle, Washington. And Don, it's always good to talk with you. How are you?
Hey, very good, Margaret. And Phil, nice to talk with you.
What you been doing?
Well, you know, attending more lectures than giving them here in the on the university campus here, University of Washington, where I spend most of my time. But also I've been doing some research and doing some news gathering for the local news media here in Seattle. And, you know, as you know, I've been doing a little bit of stringing.
How's that coming? You enjoying that?
Yeah, so you're a newsman now, huh, Professor?
A little bit of a newsman. I like doing the reports, and I enjoy interacting with people and getting to the bottom of the story, as you guys like to say in the news. We're not in the news business, but I guess you like to say that. Well, what do you say?
I'm not in the news business, so.
They say getting to the bottom of things, yeah, or getting the story, that kind of thing.
Getting the story, that's it. Yeah, I like to get the story.
I see a lot more interesting stuff on that.
Well, whatever it is.
Okay, so, but you're getting to the bottom of it, or you're getting the story, or you're doing something.
It's not like I'm just taking up space.
No, we understand, Don. It's just you're talking to the wrong guys when it comes to the news.
All right, I understand. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
All right, now we have.
Am I holding you up? You got to get somebody else on.
Yeah, you're going to talk to Dr. Ron Turner.
Oh, that's right. This is the climate science thing.
Yes.
Well,
now tell me before we get Dr. Turner on here, I want to know what is your interest specifically. I know you're an engineer, which essentially means that you are, you know, you deal with environment as well as you deal with things that are both physical. Well, you deal with physical phenomena.
What?
Yeah, Phil's trying to, he's trying to buy some time while they're, what are you doing, bud?
Get Dr. Turner now.
I was stretching.
Well, you didn't do a very good job because I could tell that you were sitting sort of in over your head there. But what I would say.
All right, just hold on. Here is Dr. Ron Turner now, folks, from Mountain Meadow Observatory in Cloverdale, Colorado. Dr. Turner?
Hey, Phil, and hello, and Don, a long time no talk.
Dr. Turner, yes, sir. Howard, I was going to say professor. I deal with so many professors, but you're well beyond that.
Well, my understanding is you're a professor, right?
You could say. No one calls me a Professor Mixa. They just say, there goes old Fuss Bucket or whatever they say.
Well, I understand your breath is lousy.
Yeah, I don't know that anyone says there goes the lousy breath. God.
Okay, can we stay friends here?
No, I didn't mean to be rude. I'm sorry, but Henry and the rest of them made such a big deal out of it.
And his name is Phil Henry, not Henry.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's okay. I mean, it's just a courtesy.
I'm sorry, Phil. I'm a doctor, and, you know, I work in astrophysics, and I work in astronomy, and I work in some very high-level sciences, so it's tough for me to come on one of these little netcasts, or whatever you call it, and talk climate science for the 8 millionth time.
The only question that I have, Dr. Turner, and I was going to call you Ron, that would be presumptuous, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. I prefer to be called Doctor.
Well, the only question I would have is, and I know that it's settled science, so why do you suppose people continue to debate it?
Well, look, let me say this. It is settled science, but the settled science is such that people make a bigger deal out of it than they should. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. Well, the settled science that we're talking about is that there is climate change. But the effect of the climate change is not settled. That's why you hear an awful lot of people say, well, sure there's climate change, or sure there's man-made climate change, but how bad is it going to be?
All right, how bad is it? It's, my understanding is, from the reading that I've done and from the scientists that I've talked to, it can be very extensive.
It can be, yes. It can be extremely extensive. It can cripple us, but we can, in other words, adapt to that. And that's what I don't think people are concentrating on, Phil.
Give me, when you say we can adapt to it, if we've got these carbon emissions that are eventually going to choke us...
Well, no, you adapt. You don't say the carbon emissions will choke us. You say the carbon emissions are something that we will adapt to, that we will utilize, that we'll live through. Let me give you an example. If a guy is a fantastic dancer, and he gets in an automobile accident and loses a leg, all right? You with me on this?
Yeah.
And... This is how bad climate science could be. Climate science could be this bad. Holy Christ, look at that. Billy Ray Cyrus, does he look pathetic?
Can we stick with the point here?
Oh, sorry. Climate science can be this bad. You're a dancer and you lose... Or I should say climate change could be this bad. You're a dancer and you lose your leg.
Okay, that would be what would happen to our civilization.
Yes. However, you're a dancer who loses a leg... And there's no such thing as prosthetics, but you could still be a world-class dancer with one leg.
You could still be a world-class dancer. You're telling me that the effect of climate change on our civilization will be like a dancer losing a leg.
Yes, losing a leg.
Without the... And no prosthetic.
No, prosthetics have never been invented. And there's no prosthetic. So he's got one leg... And he is still a world-class, world-renowned dancer.
That's how bad.
How many different ways do you want me to say it?
You're saying that climate change will affect us the same way losing a leg affects a dancer who has no prosthetic. There's no fallback. There's no going to a prosthetic limb. He will have one leg.
He will have one leg, but you're missing what I'm saying. He's still... a fantastic dancer.
How is that possible?
Yeah, there. Thank you. Phil finally asked the question that no one wants to ask. People will say that climate change is going to be bad. Climate change is going to be brutal. We'll lose this, we'll lose that. But they never say, wait a second, we're human beings. We are able to adapt and live through all of this.
Isn't there a way of avoiding it?
Yes, there's a way of avoiding it. There's a way of avoiding being a bad dancer with one leg. You don't want that to happen. You could avoid that from happening.
No, is there a way that dancer could avoid losing the leg?
Of course not. No, because this is... Look, is there a way... Sure, go check with God and see if he does something that will make all of the bad stuff go away. This is the hand the human race was dealt. Climate change is like that. It's a crippling thing, but it's not fatal. And I shouldn't even say that's crippling.
How can you say that you lose a leg? How does a dancer dance at a world-class level with one leg?
You know something? The fact that you ask that question means there's no imagination going on there. I'm not saying you don't have imagination, Don, but I'm saying you're not utilizing imagination. You're not trying to work the problem. That's what we do in science.
All right, wait a minute. If we are crippled as a society, as a people, so severely that we have lost something essential... But we can still do what we want to do without that essential thing if we just are creative. Is that what you're saying?
If we're realistic, if we don't give up, if we're human beings. See, this is, again, everyone is saying, oh, how do I stop climate change from happening? Well, listen, how do you stop growing up? How do you stop losing your hair? You see what I'm saying? You can wear a toupee and look like an idiot, or you just go about being the best person you could be with a bald head. And Phil, I don't think I'm talking out of school. You're bald, and yet you are still a very marvelously talented man. You're not going to win any, you know, good-looking man contest, but that's not the point of your existence. The point of your existence is to make the rest of us laugh, to make the rest of us happy. And I say this, Phil, with the greatest of respect, but it's not really important to me whether you're happy. You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's true, Phil. I love you, Phil. I want you to be happy. But the most important thing is that you make us happy, and no one...
Of course people care whether Phil's happy or not. What are you talking about?
Yes, that's what we say, but it's not important.
Oh, it's not important. In other words, I don't need to be happy.
You know, we're wasting a lot of... I'm sorry I brought it up, Phil. Okay, yes, we want you to be happy. Jesus Christ.
Hey, watch the language, and let's not blow off people. You know, I know it's just me, the host, but I do have feelings here, and...
All right, Phil, yes, it's important that you're happy. Yeah.
Can we move on? Yeah, we gotta move on, because the most important thing...
We'll move on in a second, as soon as I just say we'll move on.
Okay, do you feel better?
Jesus.
Phil, I think they've duly apologized. Yes, it's important that you're happy, you know, but the more important thing is that we laugh, and we laugh consistently. You make us laugh, and by, you know, I'll just say it, God help the day. God help the day what?
No, the general was saying, you know, it'll be a bad day, the day that you don't make us laugh, because that's the day that, what's your purpose, yeah?
Well, that is the point, Phil.
Oh, okay. You know something?
Phil, I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, that's okay. Never mind about my feelings. So let's move on.
Yeah, no, I have... You see what you did? I told you.
I understand. Phil...
Oh, you see what you did? I told you.
Can we... Phil, there's a point to be made here that includes, I think, dealing with your feelings, and that is, anything is possible because all kinds of things are going to happen to us. I just said, you're a bald guy, and yet you're funny. People like you. Some women think you're attractive, which is...
Well, that is true, yes.
But not you, Margaret.
Why would I find you a piece?
Yeah, so just, Phil, don't press your luck. But the point is...
No, I won't press my luck. Hey, look, he's got to start to sulk.
All right, Phil, we're very sorry.
Never mind. Go ahead. So you're saying what?
Well, don't go never mind.
What are you saying, Doc?
All right, I'm sorry. What I'm saying is that you could be, and we could be, all that we want to be as human beings... We can be all that we want to be as dancers. I have one leg. That's a bad thing. And yet, I could still be as great a dancer as anyone's ever seen.
How do you do that with one leg?
How do you do what with one leg? Be a dancer.
Be a great dancer.
Well, you're asking to conceptualize. I imagine you get out there, you've got one leg.
And you don't have a prosthetic limb.
No, and that is what the climate change is going to present to us. It's like it will sever a limb, and we won't have a prosthetic, but we can still do what we want to do, be just as good as we ever were, only we are doing it now with...
Without a leg. I mean, I don't know how it's possible.
Excuse me, Phil, but you went, without a leg! That sounded almost like, one of those puke-up disc jockeys.
I understand. Without a leg, okay? So how do we do that?
How do we do that?
Describe to me, if you wouldn't mind, Dr. Turner, what is a dancer with one leg who is a fantastic world-class dancer? What's he look like? What is the dance like?
Well, I imagine he's out on the stage, and he's hopping up and down.
Hopping up and down?
You see, I don't...
That's a hard one for me to see. This is a guy that's hopping up and down...
On one leg, yes. He's going up and down, but it's stylish. It looks good. I don't know how it looks good, but he's got the one leg. I wish I had Lon Shelton with us. He could do a lot. What's the guy's name?
Long Delton? Lang Delton.
Lang Delton. Why does that sound bad? Why does that sound foul?
It's Lang Delton.
All right. If Lang were here, I'll try to do it.
Well, we could get him on Lang. Go ahead, call Lang up if you wouldn't mind, bud.
I don't know where he is. He's probably in his hotel room getting drunk after the interview.
Call him up. Getting drunk.
Well, I don't want to bump the young man out.
Hey, Lang, we need you to do some dance music. Yeah. With your mouth, yeah.
Hi, Mr. Henry.
Hey, Lang, just do some dance music with your mouth because Dr. Turner is with us. Dr. Ron Turner is going to try to describe to us a really great dancer who's only got one leg. Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
What kind of music? Just like, do a waltz. No, 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 no. Dee, 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 dee. Never mind, forget it. No, 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 no.
Well, that was rude as hell.
I'm sorry, it's not working out. All right, so let's just say the guy's dancing. Let's, one, two, three, and a one, two, three. And he's hopping about. Look, I'm not describing it well, but imagine that the guy's got one leg, and he's got a dance partner.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, when you're cynical and you want to see only the worst, when you want to see hell, when you look at a human and you want to see a dirty, filthy, broken-down ogre, that's what you'll see. And that's what you, Mr. Henry, and your staff want to see. You want to see the human race as a broken-down old drunk. And I'm telling you that even through climate change, we'll dance even with one leg until our asses give out.
Can't hang up.
I don't. Tell me something I don't know.
Get rid of them all.
Through this entire show, Phil Hendry has been going...
Jesus, Margaret.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
I'm sorry. Just everything affected me. Just funny.
Maybe you're the one that got too much insulin.
I doubt it. All right, well, thank you very much for nothing.
As usual.
See you tonight for the chat, you guys, at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com starting at 7 o'clock. This is Apache Tomcat.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for CMPRA Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey.